I don't know if Kevin Sullivan's got him on this morning or not, but anyway, we've got him on. Kevin, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning indeed. I'm glad you cleared that up. I heard you were wearing extra wide, but no other pants or shoes.
Oh, you are something. Hey, by the way, I think I've told you before, but you have really, I don't know how you do the job you got. Boy, I want to tell you, that must drive you crazy.
Yep, at days it does, but on the other hand, there are lots of days when we're helping people and taking care of problems, so
well,
that's the reward.
And we hear that about you. He really is
the commissioner for the Department of Revenue Services, Kevin Sullivan, joining us in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. And Commissioner,
I should say good morning, Dan, too.
Yes, good morning. Let's start, Commissioner, with we're heading down the home stretch. Now, when do people have to submit their income tax filings by? What's the deadline?
Taxpayers, both federally and in Connecticut, have until April the 18th. So it's a little extra time this year.
Okay, April the 18th. What should they know? What should people know at this juncture as far as filing is concerned?
I think probably that if they haven't done it, the sooner they do it, the better. We've talked about that in the past in terms of making sure that people get in, particularly if they're getting a refund, they get in their tax application before somebody files it for them illegitimately. It does happen.
Wow.
They should also know that there are a couple of changes this year to watch for. If you're a school teacher, 25% of your income is exempt for the first time when they file this year. And if you're a single filer, the credits and the exemptions are higher this year than they were the year before. Most people will do this somehow automatically, so that'll be calculated for them. But if they don't, they need to know that.
Commissioner, another question, and I've had it from a couple of people. What about people who filed for extensions?
Good question. I'm glad you asked that, because here's the confusion. So you can file for an extension. And it's not a right, but generally speaking, if you're having some sort of hardship or problem, you will be granted the extension. What's important to remember is you do have to pay some estimate, some reasonable estimate about what you think your taxes might be when you get the extension. There is a further possibility, and that is to apply for an extension of the time to pay. So there are two things. Extension of the time to file, that's the easy one. Extension of the time to pay, that's a harder one, and people shouldn't confuse the two, and we do get that from time to time. So he says, I asked her, I got an extension. He said, yeah, but you got the extension to file, not the extension to pay. Most people who get an extension to file take care of their payment. They don't ever have to do that.
Now, what about the electronic filing? Is that still the best way to go electronically?
It is. Most everyone, and it's through the taxpayer, what's called the Taxpayer Service Center, operated by the state of Connecticut. It is a free center. You pay for using it. It can be used to both file your taxes as well as to make your payment. And it can be used for some other things, too. It can be used after you've filed to check in on your refund status and check on your accounts generally. And it is the best option. It's extraordinarily secure. I say that because we've had no issues. Occasionally it will go down, but that's a technological issue, not a service issue or a security issue, rather. So, yeah, that's the best choice. And people who want to expedite their refund will also choose direct deposit by indicating a depository institution in which they want their money sent. That also speeds up things rather than waiting for a paper check. Although, as I think I've mentioned in the past, if you're a first-time income tax filer in the state of Connecticut, we will insist upon sending you a paper check, because it's a way of enhancing security. We have longer to make sure that the right person's getting what they need. And there are occasions where we may reject a request for a direct deposit because we're suspicious about the depository institution.
When is your, I've often wanted to ask this question, when is your busiest time, Commissioner?
It won't be until, it definitely is in early April. Those weeks of April, particularly as it gets close to the deadline, that is the busiest time. I was looking at the statistics so far, and What I do know is we are, in terms of people having filed by the, I checked on the 10th of the month, people having filed, we're about 6% behind where we were last year in terms of people filing their returns. So I don't know what to attribute that to. Hopefully it's not 6% fewer taxpayers when we're all said and done. But it will pick up and always picks up toward the end, no matter how many times we say it. I guess it's human nature that people will wait until the last minute of it quite often. Not a good idea, but people do.
Commissioner, I know that you announced last week there were a couple of services out there that have been suspended. Or what exactly is involved here?
So in the state of Connecticut and in every state and at the federal government, in order to be able to be an electronic, a computerized filer to use electronic system, you have to get permission from the state of Connecticut, and we grant that. People preparers apply every year, and we grant that permission unless there's some reason not to. However, we can also suspend that permission, and on the basis of a significant volume of suspicious filings involving three preparers in the state of Connecticut, we did suspend their ability to use the electronic system. We don't have the authority to suspend their ability to prepare taxes, so they can still do it by paper. They can probably still do the federal taxes because we can't suspend that either. But at least we had enough concern, and there is a serious investigation underway.
And what were the two firms again?
There's a Liberty firm one Liberty firm, and I should point that out because Liberty is a widespread preparer name, but there is one Liberty firm in East Hartford, and I apologize, I don't have the name of the other two in front of me right now.
All right.
And I just point out that one of the things as we kind of focus in on security, one of the things we're discovering is that it really is kind of the Wild Wild West out there when it comes to a lot of tax preparers, unless it's an accountant or a lawyer or one that's registered with the federal government for tax preparation purposes. We don't know who most of these people are. We don't know what their backgrounds are. We don't know what their skills are. So we do have kind of a bare bones proposal in the legislature this year to have all of the otherwise not recognized tax preparers, commercial tax preparers, at least register with the Department of Revenue Services so we know who they are, where they are, get a tax ID number that they have to include when they prepare somebody taxes, and be subject to a few basic requirements in terms of not gouging and cheating taxpayers. You say, how come that doesn't exist? It doesn't exist at the federal level. It doesn't exist in virtually any other state. I'm at a loss. But as security gets to be a bigger issue and preparers get to be, fraud gets to be an issue, not just with taxpayers but with preparers, we think it's time to do something at least minimally.
Commissioner, always great to speak with you, and thanks for being with us for an update, and again, continued success.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Commissioner.